Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Associated Press is reporting that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told the nation just moments ago that his government is in charge after a coup attempt brought a night of explosions, air battles, and gunfire across the capital, Istanbul, that left dozens dead and at least 150 wounded, also in Ankara. Earlier, Erdogan told a Turkish TV network that those behind the coup are associated with a U.S.-based Islamic cleric, Fethullah Gulen. After arriving at Istanbul's Atatürk airport a few hours ago from being out of town, Mr. Erdogan spoke through an interpreter about the members of the military affiliated with Gulen.
This government came to power with a mandate and a majority. Whichever way they try, I want them to know that we dedicate our lives to this cause. We believe everything happens for a reason. This event is God's gift to us, because we can clean the army from this group.
The situation was fluid through the night after the attempted coup began, with many people remaining out on the streets, as we hear now from reporter Akin Kalasir in Istanbul.
People especially went to airports and the big square, Taksim Square, which is about 2 miles from here. So they mostly took to more central places, and that's mostly after President Erdogan has called people to take to the streets in protesting this coup attempt.
For more on this story, go to our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 84 people are dead in the French city of Nice after a truck plowed through a crowd of spectators that happened late Thursday, just after the Bastille Independence Day fireworks. Another 52 are listed in critical condition still in hospital. Among the dead are a number of children, including an 11-year-old American who was killed along with his father on the Nice promenade. The truck driver was a 31-year-old man who held both Tunisian and French citizenship. He was killed by police at the scene. Guns and explosives were found in the back of the truck. French President François Hollande immediately extended for 3 months the national state of emergency that's been in place since the Paris attacks killed 130 people. Here in Washington, President Obama reacted to the Nice attack and said that he had called President Hollande and pledged solidarity with what he called America's oldest ally.
And I told President Hollande that we will stand united now in our grief, in our praying for the many who are injured, many of whom are still fighting for their lives, and we pledge to stand with our French friends as we defend our nations against this scourge of terrorism and violence.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and Pope Francis are among others who condemned Thursday's attack in Nice. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov say they have reached agreement on a series of steps to bring about an end to Syria's civil war. Speaking after talks in Moscow Friday, Secretary Kerry said that both sides stressed that closer cooperation between the U.S. and Russia are critical to ending a conflict that's killed as many as 500,000 people, contributing to a global migrant crisis and also spawning an international expansion of the Islamic State. Mr. Kerry also said that the steps would not be laid out in public and are not based on trust, but do outline what he called sequential responsibilities.
The concrete steps that we have agreed on are not going to be laid out in public in some long list because we want them to work and because they need more work in order to work.
Foreign Minister Lavrov said that both sides share understanding and that they need each other and are needed also by the international community. And the UN's top diplomat in Iraq is warning that unexpected military operation to liberate the city of Mosul from the Islamic State may create the world's biggest humanitarian crisis. He said it's already classified as a level 3 emergency. This is the highest crisis category.
That's the latest world news from VOA.